Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Hello again, Colm O'Mungine sitting in for Claire. Well, the Consultative Forum on International Security Policy is taking place in the University of Galway today, and amongst the topics under discussion is Ireland's engagement with NATO through Partnership for Peace. Joining me on the line on this is RT reporter John Cook. John, there were disruptions today as the session got underway. What's been happening?
Yeah, and some disruptions in the last few minutes, Colm. Relatively peaceful at first compared to yesterday's opening session in Cork. Aside from the fact that a number of people took to the stage and didn't wish to leave the seats reserved for speakers today until they got to have their say, and leading them was Margareta Darcy, a veteran activist, writer and actor. She was dressed in her honorary degree robes from the and cap from the University of Galway. And Margareta Darcy would be well known as an anti-war activist, a member of the Galway Alliance Against War for many years. She was jailed in 2014 over an illegal incursion of the runway at Shannon Airport in a protest over US military use. And listeners may recall at the time there were headlines around a visit to her in prison by Sabina Higgins, the wife of President Michael D. Higgins. She visited her in a personal capacity because she's a friend of Margareta Darcy. Well, Miss Darcy refused to leave the stage until she got to speak, and there was agreement as the thought the Micheál Martin and Louise Richardson, the chairperson, arrived. There was an agreement that Margareta Darcy would get to speak first. She held a microphone to ask a very simple question. She said, why do we not have a citizens' assembly first before a national forum? She said a citizens' assembly of 99 randomly selected people was a fair representation, not unlike this forum, which she called a stitch-up. That's what it's going to do, she said, addressing Tánaiste the Micheál Martin and telling him, you've heard President Michael D. Higgins warning on this. As she got to make her point, then she was escorted and went willingly back to her seat as she was wheeled in her wheelchair to the floor. The 89-year-old veteran activist said, such a bloody fuss bringing the Gardaí in. All I wanted to do was ask a simple question. And she was referring to other anti-war activists being removed earlier on from the stage. The sessions are getting underway. It started with reflections on day one from Micheál Martin, the Tánaiste. He was being questioned in conversation with Louise Richardson, DBE, of course, the chairperson of this Forum on International Security. And the first of today's forums or discussion topics has been looking at Ireland's role as a global actor, lessons from Ireland's UN Security Council membership. It's been going on for a considerable amount of time, and that's been causing frustration for people. Protesters still standing up holding posters, some of them asking, how long do we have to sit here listening to you all talking? We want to ask questions. Finally, they got to do that in the last few minutes. But first of all, rather than ask that question from the floor, Lelia Doolin, a well-known theatre director and producer, artist, someone known as an activist, a cultural activist herself for many years here in Galway, said she would like to address the room. And I think we can hear what she had to say, Colm.
Peace is a human need necessary for maintaining life, like eating your greens. So is independence, and so is telling the truth. War is a catastrophic issue, especially for women. Women don't start wars. Women lose their partners, their fathers, their sons. There are children. We're a rich country. There are many things that we could do for ourselves in cooperation with others. There are many things we do do. Joining military alliances and promoting the arms industry is not one of them.
And that was that forum chaired by Louise Richardson, DBE, that report brought to us from John Cook, RTE.